Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
6 weeks ago, the Army and NORTHCOM announced they're going to deploy a brigade of combat-hardened troops for warfare against the American people. It states it clearly. That was 3,000 troops. Now they're announcing 20,000 for starters. I've been studying this. It looks like it's going to be at least 50,000 regularly stationed troops, and then, according to Obama, 1 million kind of like glorified security cops or community police like they have in England, where they come up and ask you questions, train you to be asked questions every day, harassed, train you to interact with the police constantly, to be asked questions. They now do this all over England. If you're in a park, just sitting there, they walk up and ask if you're a terrorist. They ask if you're a pedophile. It's just all social conditioning, and it's all being announced. Paul Watson, in closing here, we'll have more reports out on PrisonPlanet.com about what really happened in India, in Mumbai. It's got all the earmarks of a staged event, classical staged event. This is Obama's crises. We said it would be in Pakistan and India. Here it is. But just on the subject of this article you wrote that's from the Washington Post, 20,000 more troops to be deployed for domestic security. Now, how this works is they announced one brigade 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, and then in the article it really listed three brigades and a bunch of other units for around 15,000 troops. Now they're announcing 20,000. You watch. It'll be 50,000 within a year, and you will see them. They're going to be everywhere. Again, just standing around doing nothing with machine guns. Then they'll come over with police, ask you questions. It'll be on the news, people being questioned. I mean, going back 6-7 years ago at sporting events, high school games, they'll just have the Army there searching people in Tennessee and in Alabama in the middle of nowhere in Montana. It's just training you to be a slave. Line up, slave. Show me your papers. Little kids with their parents having their bags searched, training them to be a slave. The public schools are training them how to be prisoners. Paul Watson, closing comments on this.
Well, that's right, Alex. I mean, look at what they did in Katrina. They weren't helping anyone. They were shooting alleged looters. They were shoving people around sports stadiums, you know, making pointless patrols on deserted streets. And in fact, the local politicians were using them as an armed escort to go back to their houses, which weren't even badly flooded, to rescue their possessions.
While cops stood down and let their family members, mothers and people in nursing homes, die over 5 days.
Yeah, that's what they were used for. I mean, they deliberately botched the relief efforts for Katrina, then waited a week to provide the pretext for troops to come in. I mean, FEMA were preventing the trucks full of food, medicine and water from getting through. And, as we reported at the time, they cut the communication lines. So they
needed that. The police had armed standoffs with FEMA paramilitary police climbing fences in the dead of night. This is after the hurricane hit, but before things even broke down, cutting all the lines. That's why the police all walked off the job. FEMA hit them and hit them hard with military precision.
So it created the pretext to say we need the troops there, even though the local authorities could have dealt with it if they hadn't been sabotaged.
Again, FEMA secretly at over 50 locations, cutting power to police departments and fire departments and local emergency, and with fire axes hacking down the police communication towers.
Right, and this new deployment that's been in the Washington Post today, as we report, it's all codified under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, which was repealed, but then Bush attached a signing statement to it saying, you know, he didn't feel bound by the repeal. So the question is, Obama has said he will reverse all these Bush signing statements. Will the John Warner Defense Authorization Act be one of them? With his actions on, you know, Gates and Hillary Clinton, it seems doubtful.
Yeah, we should do a story about all of his wicked appointments now. I can't wait to ask Tarpley about his savior Hillary being appointed Secretary of State. We're moving to have her confirmed. We should do a story explaining the fact that he isn't going to reverse anything real. Paul Watson, I really appreciate your great work. Everybody should go get your story at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
There he goes. There we go.
from Get the Tea to You? Thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Washington Post, 20,000 more U.S. troops to be deployed for domestic security to work with local police in crowd control and law enforcement activities, as well as disaster and anti-terrorism. This whole thing is designed and built and set up to not just suppress the American people, but also to take over governorships, to take over states, and the congressional legislature, the Congress. And remember, 6 weeks ago, now almost $8 trillion stolen by the offshore private banks through the banker takeover bill, they threatened martial law. The Congress was threatened with martial law by Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson. Senator Inhofe is now on record that that's who made the threats. We had other congressmen on who were told the threat, but were told under House rules and Senate rules that they could not speak about it because it was in a closed meetings. That's right. Congress closes up the doors and went in there, and Paulson told them, with Bernanke sitting right to his left. So that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way to get around this. There's no way to twist this in your minds. There's no way to distract yourself from what's happening. I mean, let's just look at Katrina alone. It's on record. It was in hundreds of newspapers. We interviewed some of the heads of the parishes all over Louisiana. After the hurricane went over, remember it took about 12 hours for it to flood and for the levees to break. FEMA went in and cut the generator power, sabotaged the generators owned by the parishes, by the counties, parishes in Louisiana or the counties. Same thing. People always email me and ask me what I'm talking about. Here in Texas, we live next to Louisiana, so we know a little bit more about the state than some. I just forget how ignorant the public is on average. I mean, I meet people from New York all the time who are really smart, competent people, but they really believe we ride horses to work in Texas and that we live in log cabins. But side issue, the point here is that FEMA went in and sabotaged and cut lines. And then police in the main parish that New Orleans is based in, the county, went in, and this has been on national television, went in and fixed it, and FEMA showed up with guns and said, we are cutting the power. We are cutting the power to police and fire and emergency management radios. And the police in one parish actually had to point their rifles at FEMA and say, no, you're not under orders of the sheriff and under orders of the head emergency manager in the parish. On record, go pull it up. Now, why would FEMA go in right before the levees broke and cut communication? Well, I believe the hundreds of witnesses that said they saw a giant explosion and saw Army troops in the area right before it happened where the levees got blown. 80-plus years before, it's on record that the federal government blew the levees to flood the lower wards and to save the more wealthy areas of town. That's why there's that story going around originally, because it's on record. But we don't know if they blew the levees. We know they blew it in the last big flood there that killed thousands from another hurricane. But we know. And it's not like the whole government's evil. You know, I had family. You know, they're in helicopters in the week after, saving people off rooftops. Most of the Army was out there trying to do a job. It's compartmentalization. They didn't know that FEMA cut the police communication lines to make local government look inept and to say, oh, look, FEMA needs unlimited power and control through NORTHCOM. You see, by, quote, screwing up, they can then say, see, we need even more power, more funding, when they already had basically omnipotent power and unlimited funding. So the police were then, you know, later were criticized, saying, oh, you know, two-thirds of the New Orleans police walked off the jobs. Well, they're used to being micromanaged. They're not trained to go on their own initiative. They're not trained that if communications are cut off, what to do. They're told everything, including how to wipe their behinds. They are micromanaged. They are controlled. And so suddenly their communications don't work. And after about 6 hours of that, yes, two-thirds of them walked off and went home to their families, take care of their families. And they said, oh, look at these inept locals. They don't know what they're doing. Meanwhile, FEMA would go in with fire axes and hack the communication lines, rip them out, rip them down, and then the police would come in and jury-rig it and fix it with the county engineers, the parish engineers, and FEMA would come back with guns, pointing guns at them. Now, those FEMA guys are the bad guys. But FEMA itself is highly compartmentalized. I mean, you think about how diabolical it is for FEMA, we learned almost 3 years ago now, to go around the country and hire 13,000 preachers, and they doubled those in 2007 to 26,000, and to secretly train them. We have their training manuals to submit to Romans 13, do what the government says, go to FEMA camps, turn your guns in, take inoculations, let them take your children. And then we even had all the videos. Suddenly the TV preachers were seeing exactly that on television. Flocks were being taught that at their churches. And people didn't believe us, even though we had the secret FEMA documents, even though we had several of the preachers on, even though I independently verified this is going on in Austin, Texas, and then it came out. I mean, how diabolical is it that we have this huge black op government doing drills in the majority of U.S. cities and towns, thousands of drills, going back 20 years. Where the Army comes in, the Marines come in, generally the two groups. Other armed services have been involved in smaller operations, sometimes assisting. and they just show up. They covertly give the town, you know, $500,000, even in small towns. They give cash on the side to police chiefs, sheriffs, emergency managers. I've got police chief of San Antonio on video saying they tried to bribe him, that they did bribe other city officials. Then I talked to Austin police who they approached, and Travis County Sheriff's Department people. You want me to name one? Lieutenant Beck, the head of the Travis County SWAT team. They approached him. I had talked to him 6 months before, and he laughed at me. I ran into him at the courthouse. He called me up and said, come up to my office, please. How did you know about this? Again, who are you? Who are you working for? How did you know Delta Force would come here and do this? And I said, sir, they're going to every county in Texas. That's why I said, have they been to you yet? And the guy, the Marine Corps, Vietnam vet, head of the SWAT team, laughed at me. But you know what? He was a real American. He wasn't laughing after he found out it was all true. And then they fired him, by the way. And the next time I showed up at the SWAT team office, guess what videos I saw? And they weren't put out for me to see them. When I was walking in the door in one of the little office areas, I saw Oklahoma bombing cover-up. Police State 2000. I saw my film and other films. They had decided they better look into what I was saying. And you know what? Those men went down the rabbit hole. The new commander seemed friendly enough, but he was looking at me like he was on a rabbit hunt, though. You could see it in the eyes. When I was in Luby's one day eating by myself, about, I guess, 2 years ago, he came up, sat down at the table by me, was trying to assess me. Assess me? I'm a defender of the Republic. I learned that private corporations have taken over our military and have a long-term, almost 30-year plan to overthrow the United States. And as a defender of the Republic, I'm here trying to warn people. That's who I am. You want to assess me? Go ahead. You want to assess me? That's who I am. It's what I stand for. And I'm not going to be conned, especially when it's all in black and white in my face. When I go witness Marines all over the country training to take our guns and admitting it's for the United States, I know treason when I see it. When the North American Union is openly being set up and Judicial Watch sues and gets the secret documents, and they start off by saying, we've got to keep this secret from the public. We're going to set up carbon taxes, put troops on the streets of America, bring in world government. I know treason when I see it. You know, this government claims it's our government, wraps itself in the flag, and everything's about how it's for the troops, and how they care about the troops, and all of this propaganda. The people running this country are anti-American. They're globalists. They want to destroy our sovereignty. They want to capture the United States. And you know what? They have captured it. And now they're trying to consolidate that power and crack down on the public because they're about to suck your bank accounts dry and you're about to all lose your jobs and crime's going to explode in the streets. They know they're social engineers. They're behavioral psychologists, the people that study civilization. They know exactly what's going to happen. Now people are saying, well, Alex, you know, we do need the army on the streets. There's about to be a depression and crime's up. And so the public, you know, is going to need this. As if it all just now got set up. As if it all just suddenly popped out of a jack-in-the-box. 30-plus years. The 30 years we know of, preparation for all of this. Public information since 1984. All set up beforehand, and then they come out in the Washington Post today, and the first line in the article is about how, oh, they're just now setting this up. It's happening. It's happening now. And by the way, do you know what else we saw at all these big military drills across the country? Hebron, Maryland. Oakland, California. All these sites. Little Rock, Arkansas. You know what else we see going on there? Something I haven't talked enough about that dovetails in with what Obama's doing right now. We'll tell you about that when we get back. And a lot more. So please, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
I'll tell you, this country's going to absolute hell in a handbasket. Trey was just telling me about an email from KLBJ warning the employees that a whole bunch of cars are being broken into over there just every day by people. And then the APD just called my wife, my parents that are out of town, had their house broken into, and the police are in my parents' house right now. This is a country of degeneracy and scum imploding. And you ain't seen nothing yet. The Army's going to take everything you got, and they're going to give you lead and microwave cannons right back, because we're the decadent, baby-killing country of wicked trash. So enjoy yourselves. That's all I've got to tell you. This crime is just exploding everywhere. Massive gangs of illegal aliens, like foraging, like a bunch of goats, just ripping up all the green grass and leaving desert behind them. And that's only part of it. And that's who's doing it. And nothing's going to stop them. Because they're above the law. We're going to be just like Mexico, consumed with corruption, consumed with theft, with the delusional, guilty, pathetic liberal yuppies begging for it. Just begging for to be raped financially, spiritually, mentally. So keep killing your babies and keep getting cursed, country. 50 million dead babies. And what do people, so-called patriots, do out there? They don't ever stand up for the babies. They just criticize me and say, what is it, 47 million or 50 million babies? And they go get clips of me saying 47 million babies from 5, 6 years ago. It's 50 million now. Instead of facing those dead babies, you make excuses and psychologically divert off into something else. Bunch of mental midgets and weaklings. Folks, I'm freaked out about this country. It's going down in every way. Okay? We're being judged by evil. And the news isn't going to tell you about any of it. And I, for one, have had enough of it. Enough of it. Keep your hand off our guns. Keep your hands off our kids, you bunch of parasite government people. And that's what I'm telling you with this martial law situation, ladies and gentlemen. Society is going to break down so bad, the public is going to beg for army on the streets. The public is going to beg for 10 million cops, not the 3 million we've got. They're going to beg for the million-man spy force. And none of it, just like in Europe, none of it's going to stop the crime. It's only going to increase. Because overall, the system is going to be there to squeeze you. Is that saying the average person in the army's bad, the average cop's bad? No, they got tough jobs. But the system that's directing them is evil and has compartmentalized them. You know what? I got a guest coming up in 30 minutes. I got Lindsey Williams coming up. John, I got a bunch of clips I wanted to play, and I wanted to comment on these clips. You know, clips from around the country where they're training the local police with the National Guard for riots and people trying to take over the police department. Where I went on CBS News and laid out everything that was really happening, and the guy basically spewed a bunch of disinfo at me, and then now a year later, everything I talked about on that show is happening. And then there's another clip I sent you, John. Another clip. There's two gun confiscation clips from New Orleans. First, I want you to play myself on CBS. I'm going to run over to my parents' house. It's only about 2 miles away. I'll be back. When we come back, I want you to play the CBS first, then the martial law is coming newscast, then the guns in New Orleans, then the NRA gun grab story, and then play the one where the cops almost beat to death the military hero. And then also, at the end of that, play the martial law, a couple of martial law clips. Play the Inhofe clip where he's talking about, yeah, it was Paulson threatened martial law. And then play the other congressman talking about the threats of martial law. And just fill up the next 30 minutes with clips. I meant to do this this hour anyways. I just wanted to stop it and comment on all these clips. I won't be able to do that now. Again, I'm going to run over to my parents' house and see what's going on with that. Why don't you take us out with the bird. The bird is the word. You got that loaded yet? Let's go out with that song, and then we'll come back and play these clips. Stay with us as society completely implodes. Watch your six, folks. The criminals are running wild everywhere.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe Kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to SurvivalGearSource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. SurvivalGearSource.com.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
In the future, every major city will have a high-altitude blimp tethered to a cable with ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and gives the government a black-and-white image.
We live in a post-9/11 world, security higher. We're a country at war. Not an ideal situation for anyone, but there are some that say if we have another terrorist attack on American soil, the U.S. will be under martial law. On the phone, we have with us the man you just saw in the video. That is Alex Jones, a man who has set forth to expose these supposed indiscretions by the government. We also have with us terrorism law expert Jeff Adicott with us. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Let's first talk with you, Alex, by phone. Alex, you feel America is going to be under some martial law pressure as soon as we get attacked again. Is that correct?
Well, back in 99, I met with your police chief, and we threw Delta Force out. They brought in large bags of cash and tried to buy them off. Then I talked to emergency managers around the country when I was fighting this then and found out there was a covert plan to take over all of our major cities. Now that's been in the Associated Press. The Homeland Security Committee and Congress, with the highest level security clearances, are not allowed to see the details of PDD 51 signed May 9th of this year that literally makes the president a dictator. And last year, the president funded the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for domestic oppression of the American people. It actually says that it is for domestic insurrection and rebellion. This has nothing to do with terror.
Let's talk,
is the military-industrial complex waging war on the people.
Let's talk about that presidential directive number 51 that you're talking about. Mr. Adicott, he's talking about the one that basically gives the president some power to go in case of an emergency and establish some sort of order.
Right.
Is it as bad as Mr. Jones calls it?
I don't think so.
He's a lawyer for the people that were there in 99.
Presidential directives are nothing new. I mean, the Clinton administration had a continuity PDD itself, and this president has simply replaced that one with this one. It's interesting because a lot of the annexes to the document are classified, so I don't know how this gentleman has had access to those where he can tell us about what it says. But basically, if you read Section 9, Paragraph 9, it indicates that the executive branch has a responsibility for continuity, and the judicial branch has a responsibility, and also the legislative branch. So it's really not the boogeyman. This is nothing new, nothing to get upset about. It's actually the responsibility of the government to do this.
Well, yeah. Mr. Jones, you're just alluding to the cameras, and I think we heard a little bit at the top of the show about you talking about the blimps overhead. Do you really think we're going to get to that point? I have not seen any blimps in my neighborhood. I don't really fear my police.
Sure, let me break this down. That is a Pentagon announcement of 2004, and they do now have them over D.C., L.A., and other areas. And, yes, they are mounting high-altitude blimps. These are so high you can't even see them without a telescope, or at night you can see them because of the atmosphere and the sun going over the edge.
But I already have Google, I can actually Google my own home, you know, and check out my home.
Listen. You know, Mr. Anacott's not stupid. I looked into him, okay, and he knows what he's doing. We have the memos written by John Yoo and the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, saying they can torture children with flyers, that the president is, it says that with flyers. It says the president is above the law and that all law flows from him. And in PDD 51, he is saying he is in command of continuity of government. And then Congress
is
able to
obviously
see
he is in command. That's what the executive does. All the administrative agencies are under the executive branch. I mean, all administrative agencies are under the executive branch. So why would that be surprising that he is issuing policy memos to agencies within his control?
No,
we expect him to do that.
He will command the entire infrastructure.
That's not what it says.
But he's a president on his way out as well. There's going to be a change in presidency here come November.
Visitplanet.com or Infowars.com. You can see the body or the body of evidence. Or go to Google and type in martial law, 9/11 rise, the police state, or terror storm. You can watch my films for free.
I have a better idea. You could go to Google and pull up PDD 51 and read it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And read paragraph 9, which talks about the responsibility of each branch of government and not executive takeover.
Why don't you remember the four members of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress who have been able to see part of it and then want to see the classified areas because they're saying that it looks like it's a martial law plan? That's members of Congress, and Anacott, you're counting on folks not going and seeing what the AP and the Oregonians and others had to say about it.
Mr. Jones, does the mentality or what Mr. Jones is pushing here, does it incite maybe us? Is it a fear-mongering thing, or does he have some validity to his points?
Well, obviously, in time of conflict, and we are definitely in a conflict with Al-Qaeda, I mean, they want to kill tens of thousands of Americans if they can. That's a fact. And our government has a responsibility to protect its citizens. But I think Mr. Jones is correct in that that has to be balanced against civil liberties. And where you draw that line is something that we need debated. And I think voices like his are important, but we need to put them in context. I mean, you need to look at the facts, take a deep breath, and make up your own mind. But certainly, you know, this is America. You have the right to say what you want to say.
Mr. Anacott,
you have a right to your own opinion, but you don't have a right to your own facts, and I think that's the case you see here.
You know what? I can prove my facts. We have members of Congress who are concerned about this. We have Republican and Democratic, liberal and conservative top lawyers across the country saying this country's going into martial law. Bob Woodward last year was in San Antonio and said he thinks we're going into a dictatorship. That was in the front of the newspaper. I'm not the only one that's worried about this. By the way, the borders are still wide open, but the American people are being harassed and controlled. We have the federal documents. And by the way, Anacott, if you want to come debate me for an hour, I'll be on the radio on KLBJ today for 2 hours.
What are you doing?
We are talking with Alex Jones from Infowars.com about the changes here in America, and he believes we're changing into a police state. And also joining me is Dr. Jeff Anacott. He is our expert on terrorism law, and we thank you both for joining us. We're kind of continuing our conversation. Alex, you've got some films out there. You go to protests, and you complain we're gearing up for this police state because you say cops are swarming the streets with guns. These are huge protests, like the one we just saw you in New York during the Republican National Convention.
Of course, there's some increased police presence in New York after it being attacked, but do you honestly think that we're getting to a place in time where nobody's going to have any freedom to do what they actually want to do?
Yes, people are being arrested coast to coast for peacefully protesting or demonstrating. New York has banned independent news cameras on the streets. Some of my cameramen have now been arrested and told that they're terrorists for having video cameras all over the place. We have neocons, a top neocon in the Philadelphia News said we need another 9/11 so they can get their bigger police state out. That's been a big national controversy the last few days.
Alex, let's talk about that because, and Jeff, maybe you can add some to this. We haven't had another 9/11, and is it perhaps because of the fact that we've taken some of the precautions that Mr. Jones is talking about that he does not like?
Well, you got to look at it from the representative democracy. All three branches of our government have become very involved in this war on terror. Congress has taken a number of significant steps. The Military Commission Act is just the latest, probably one of the latest and the largest steps that they've taken. The president clearly believes that we're in a state of war. The Constitution gives him that authority as a commander-in-chief, and our Supreme Court generally has upheld the policies of the administration and of the Congress. So it's not, you know, it's not one branch that is engaged in a conspiracy. It's all three branches of the government believe that we're in a state of conflict. They have the obligation to protect the American people, and they're moving forward in a judicious manner. Have there been missteps?
Well,
I'm sure there has.
Whenever I brought up the fact that Congress has asked to see BDD 51. And the classified sections, and has been told no?
Well, that's your word, and I don't have enough information to say whether your word is true or not. I don't really know you, and I haven't got, you know, I don't know.
Mr. Jones, I have to admit that I don't like the fact that they look through my liquids when I'm getting on a plane.
For the worst, Space Shuttle Discovery astronauts are just hours away from returning to Earth, and some folks in Wisconsin are afloat over this big bubbly beverage. News 7 at 11 is next.
Covering your hometown from newsrooms across the region, this is News 7 at 11.
The scenario was a fake, but the pepper spray and billy clubs used to break up this riot were definitely real. Good evening, I'm Miranda Stevens. Whether it's terrorism, riots, or any major disaster, local agencies will be the first to respond. That's why Roanoke City wants its disaster training to be as real as possible. Jeremy Butterfield has more.
It's supposed to look like a riot, and the scene at William Fleming High School had all the elements.
I'm one of the rioters that the guard and the police force had to take down and arrest, and did very successfully.
In this scenario, everyone has a role to play. The rioters were ready to fight back as Roanoke Police, Roanoke Fire, local National Guard troops, and members of the Virginia Defense Force secured perimeters and moved in to make the arrests.
Prior to 9/11, these organizations couldn't communicate and did not work together. They worked to support each other, but not together. And with the recent events of the last 3 to 5 years, we've become very good at working together, which is very important.
Of course, these weren't real rioters. The rebels in T-shirts were all members of one of the participating agencies, but you couldn't tell that during the exercise. If you weren't protected by an orange vest signifying you as an observer, you were in danger of being hit by eggs, bottles, billy clubs, or even the occasional well-placed round from a sniper.
We try to make this very real, give a real feel to it. We had the fire department provided some live burning out here, so we had smoke, flames, objects being thrown, a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of chaos in a civil disturbance situation, and that's what we want to try to incorporate as much as possible.
Teamwork plays a major role. Mountain Police had to coordinate with the fire department, while National Guard troops marched in formation toward the rioters. Without cooperation throughout all the agencies, the rioters would have quickly taken control.
I think everybody learned a little bit. Mistakes are made, but we'd rather make those mistakes here than in a real situation.
This was the fourth year the agencies have participated in this drill, and organizers say the old adage, practice makes perfect, certainly holds true in the face of disaster. Jeremy Butterfield, News 7, Roanoke.
Well, I guess you can never be too prepared, something we should all keep in mind this week as we prepare for more rain. Isn't that right, Brent?
That's right. Our preparation is going to be take the umbrella with you as you head out tomorrow morning. In fact, a lot of folks are going to need it tonight. We're finding some showers across the region. Some are a little bit heavy at times, and we'll take
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, come home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
You mean shoot an American?
Yeah.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
It was a human drama with emotions and tensions running high. Patty Connie is still trying to recover physically and emotionally.
They really did a number on me.
From the day police forced her from her home.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door. And they said, let us in.
Patty tried to explain. She was on dry land, she had plenty of food and water, and didn't want to abandon her dogs. But it didn't matter.
If you see six or eight police that look like linebackers pushing you in a corner, you're in shock. I'm saying, look at all my food. I got plenty of food. They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then, Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, it's not even loaded. And I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun.
Well, they punched me in the face.
Relax now.
Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me. They dragged me out of here. I really thought they were going to kill me. I really did.
We were coming back across the lake is when we got stopped by Coast Guard and St. Tammany Sheriff's Department and the National Guard by gunpoint.
We had identification. We were coming back from a house that we were taking the weapons out of so criminals wouldn't break in and steal them. And we've had policemen tell us that that's what they wanted us to do. But not the sheriff in St. Tammany. They just wanted to confiscate them from us.
We felt like criminals at the time when they come up to us with M16s or AR-15s, whatever it was, but there was four of them with rifles and holding on us with our hands in the air until they got in our boat.
So they got on the boat and they asked us, do you have any loaded weapons? Yes, we do. They're in the two back compartments. Wayne went to show them where the gun was. And he screams, don't touch it. Don't even move. I'll get it.
I thought felt like it was un-American and then we had been violated when they took like that, we were shells out. We were sitting around looking at each other and said, we just got our guns taken away from them.
They took them. And they didn't have a right to take them. They didn't have a reason to take them. That was the thing. We did nothing wrong. But they took them anyway. He said, be thankful we're taking your guns here. Why should I be thankful? Well, if they catch you with them on land, they're going to take you straight to jail.
We live in proof that all they have to do is say, look, this is the law.
You had that feeling that you were violated. They took something from you. They stole something from you. That's the only way to put it. They took something that they didn't have a right to take.
What'd you come and get my gun for? I'm a good citizen.
Marie Galatis, a Baptist minister, faced the same story in her neighborhood. The same threats by thugs, the same lack of police. But she never once felt afraid.
And I had my Bible, and I had my gun, and I knew I was safe. And I tell you what, I'm an Annie Oakley if you come fool with me or my family. I'm going to let you have it, buddy.
Marie knows she was lucky. She was never forced to leave home and didn't have her firearm confiscated.
It's going against my constitutional rights as a citizen.
But Marie remembers how upset she got when the police department threatened to take her firearm.
You're letting the thugs get away with everything, and you're coming to honest, good citizens and taking away their protection, and it is wrong.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
What I feel is that we're losing control of who we are as a nation.
Robert Zoss was forced to evacuate when a tree destroyed both of his family's homes.
Loaded with dogs, kids, people.
Then, as they were exiting through downtown, the unexpected happened.
These cops came out of nowhere, said stop, and asked, do we have weapons in the car? And I... yeah, I do. He said, get out the vehicle. Had us all sit cross-legged in front while they searched the vehicle. I had a .22 long rifle. My tenants, girlfriend had a .22 pearl-handled revolver given to her by her grandmother or grandfather.
But Robert couldn't believe what he watched police do next to his rifle and his friend's pearl-handled revolver.
I saw them smash her gun given to her by grandmother or grandfather just against the curb. The other things that they busted up, the .22 rifle they busted up, these were police officers that went too far. We didn't have any rights. I mean, they treated us like criminals. They treated us like if we were in a third world country. I was scared because these guys weren't doing it by the book. There was mayhem. New Orleans police did not have control of the city anymore. So the only plan they thought, I guess, was to take the guns away from the people. Heed the warning of what this was. You know, this is like Australia. All of a sudden, boom, they got our rights.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, playing those clips for you. I had to run over to my parents' house. They were out of town for a few days. The Austin Police Department showed up within 2 minutes of the back door getting forced open. It was locked. It looked like somebody forced it open. And the house is up on a hill, and whoever it was obviously saw the police and left. So that was a good thing. Alarms are a good thing. But if you have alarms, you need to have a wireless system, so if they cut the outside line, it still goes off. So good job to the Austin Police Department. Next time I have the police chief in studio, Art Aceveda, I'll thank him for the good response time on that. But they can't always respond, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we have the Second Amendment. And right before this happened, about 45 minutes ago, I was talking to Trey. It was the five after break in this hour. He goes, look at this email. They're having a whole bunch of cars getting broken into over at KLBJ. Well, there's six radio stations in one building over in Emmis. And he said, yeah, the cars are getting broken into every day over there. And that's what I'm hearing from everybody. Just home invasion, stealing. It's on the news every day. I mean, the criminals are getting bold. And this state is becoming lawless. But the whole country is. Crime rates are just exploding. And see, that's the thing. I want to commend police. I mean, I want them to do their job and be allowed to do their job, which is responding to home invasions and break-ins and things like that. Instead of, I mean, 30, 40 years ago, somebody stole a car. That was a big investigation. I've had my car stolen twice in Dallas up there visiting. And really high crime rate up there inside the city itself, not the suburbs where folks are armed. And the thieves go after cars because they don't get their butt shot off going after those. And the police wouldn't even come out. They just said, we don't do investigations on that anymore. Your car will be picked up. So, see, it's a capitulation to crime. Meanwhile, the prisons are filled with potheads instead of the criminals that need to be filled full of. And I keep going back to this illegal alien situation because there's 30 million illegal aliens in this country. And a couple million of them, for sure, are criminals, most of them running from Mexico. And they've been imported here. You know, it's like in the 80s. We're not saying Cubans are all criminals or even more predisposed to be criminals. It's that's who Castro sent into Miami, hundreds of thousands of criminals. And it's the same thing with Mexico. And all over the world, the criminal element is coming to the United States. And it is not pretty. And, of course, we have our own domestic criminals. But I see the crime statistics. I see the numbers. And it, I mean, take L.A. County. 77% of their prison population is illegal aliens. The feds won't deport them. Just in California alone, there's 35,000 Chinese criminals there who are criminals who China won't take back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. A day.